you get an explanation on the final play, what happened there? Did he misjudge the fly ball, or?
Honestly, we made an aggressive move, and it didn't work.
Is that a situation, I guess, which fielder is best for Tyler to track on that play as he's following that ball down?
Yeah, you're tracking the whole field. That's not a, you're not locking in on one specific guy as a base runner there. You're able to see the whole field. It's not, yeah.
What's the best outcome there? I mean, you said you made an aggressive move.
Yeah, that would be it. Going first to third, if that drops, it's a good play. It was aggressive and it didn't go our way.
Is that much aggression something that you might see from a guy who's trying a little bit to force it, looking for spots to assert himself maybe, or ends up in a play like that?
No. I don't think so.
What do you make of just within this game, there are a couple of plays that either cost you or lead to anything about the pickoff that we have?
No doubt.
You know, on that base running there at the end, and these are things that are small, but they decide the game.
Yeah, that's we're usually on the other side of that, where those small details are going our way, and we're running the bases in a way that helps us win close ball games, and we're usually on the other side of good defense that helps us win close ball games. Today, that won the case, but more often than not, we're talking about it the other way around. When you don't score, those little details are magnified. A pickoff is magnified. A base running mistake is magnified. So I hear you, but most of the time we're on the other side of that defensive play and that base running play.
You took the words right out of my next question. I mean, did you see more offense than you had out there? I know you were frustrated with the quality of the bats early in this series. See some of that today?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we all did. We had some opportunities and just didn't capitalize. And moving forward, we got to be able to drive some runs in. You see him finding his barrel a little bit more often. He's letting the ball get deep, and you're seeing some base hits the other way. The more he starts to get in his legs, I think we'll see a better version of him. But there's better contact being made right now, so hopefully that's a step in the right direction, because we're gonna need him. Yeah.
Was there a conversation about Matt's going back out for the seventh, and how do you think he pitched overall?
I thought he pitched well. Changeup was in play. It was a good pitch for him today. Made a couple mistakes on the solo homers. But, I thought that was a very positive outing for Matt.
Did you debate on pulling him before the seventh, or was it?
I think there's always a debate, or you go through the scenario of if she should or shouldn't. But, no, we felt pretty good about sending him out there.
Did Dickerson just kind of get it on the funny bone? Maybe a little bit. He was having trouble with his hand.
Yeah, just couldn't squeeze at all, couldn't feel it at first, settled down, and he was able to obviously stay in there. But, I got him pretty good. Yeah.
To circle back on Matt, no walks, pretty good rhythm. That's a sign of how he felt with all the pitches, or maybe kind of the sequencing that Kisner was following?
He did feel good. I think a little bit of all of the above. He felt good, had command of his stuff. The changeup was in play, and he used it often. So he stuck with what was working, and it gave him results, but positive outing for sure.
To pitch as well as he did with a one-run lead, that's awesome. One of all the pitchers, he helped him.
Yeah.
What'd you see with the at-bats? You talked about on Monday competitive at-bats. Your bunch responded yesterday, and then today there were lost strikeouts.
Yeah, I think there's guys taking good at-bats and there's guys that aren't right now. And in order for this to click and go the direction that we needed to go, there's more guys have to contribute. That's just the bottom line. But there's certain guys taking really good at-bats right now. And our hope is that it starts to click. Yeah.
Any update? Did you have a chance to catch up with Wainwright?
Nothing for me to announce at the moment yet, but Yeah.
Safe to say he's in consideration for a start this weekend.
That's a possibility.